I make a difference in my world. I make a difference in my world because every thought I think leaves an impact in my world. Every attitude that I have in my mind leaves a difference in my world. It makes an impact in my world. It makes an impact in my life. It makes an impact in all of the activities that go on. I make a difference in my world, and you make a difference in your world. No matter what you think, no matter what you do, no matter what you believe, you make a difference in your world. This goes for all of us. No matter who we are, no matter whether we're a child or an adult, no matter whether we are a master or whether we are a mistress, whether we are someone who is just beginning on the path of life, or someone who has long been on the path of life, long been living all of the things. When I think of myself, I think this is a happy world. Then the world about me is a happy world. I think happy thoughts about my world. I think happy thoughts about the circumstances that go on around me. I think happy thoughts about everything. And when I think happy thoughts, that's exactly what I get in my life. That's exactly what I get back for my world, and that's exactly what is a reflection that comes back to me from what I cast out. What I project into my world is what exactly what comes back to me, and it's exactly what continues to go out. I live in a world that every single moment of the world, it is going better and better and better. It is being more and more wonderful. It's being more and more exciting. It's being more and more dramatic. No matter what I do, if I listen to a TV show, that TV show is a reflection of what's going on inside of me. It's a reflection of what's going on inside of my thinking system, inside of my attitude about myself, inside of my attitude about my world, inside of my attitude about everything that goes on. I do make a difference. We all make a difference. No matter what we do, no matter what we think, we're making a difference in our world. Our world is becoming a better and more enjoyable world, or becoming a confused world. It just depends on where my thinking is, where my attitude is. Now, that attitude can be anything at all, and it's up to me to decide what I want it to be. Now, what do I want that attitude to be? What do I want that attitude to be in my life? Do I want that attitude to be one of happiness? Well, then my world is going to be a world of happiness. It's as simple as that. And I am the only one who can do it. I am the only one who can project into my world what I want to experience, what I am experiencing, and what I do experience. It's a matter of what my thoughts are, what my attitudes are, what my dreams are, what my goals are, what my inspiration is, what my excitement is, what my imagination is. Yes, what my imagination is. Can I imagine my life a little better than it is right now? Sure I can. Can I imagine the world a little better than it is right now? Sure I can. How do I do that? Well, I don't imagine it in wanting something. I don't imagine it in seeking it or wishing that it were so. I imagine knowing that it is so. I imagine knowing that it exists right now, that it is exactly what I have in my thought system. I know it's exactly what I have in my thinking about it. No matter what I'm thinking about it, that's what it is. And if I'm thinking that it is successful, then that's what it is. If I'm thinking that I am a tremendous athlete, and that I can run and jump and do all sorts of beautiful things, yeah, so be it. But I have the excitement of the game, then I am the tremendous athlete. When I have the excitement of the play, then I am the excitement, the tremendous athlete. Being a tremendous athlete is not something I want. I see myself doing it. I see myself being it. I see myself expressing it. I see myself in the excitement of the moment, in the excitement of whatever I'm doing. And that excitement is so tremendous, so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful, that that's exactly where I am. That's exactly what I am. That's exactly all that I am. The excitement is so magnificent that I am just one in that excitement. When I'm playing a game of tennis, I am looking where the ball goes. I'm watching that ball, and my tennis racket, it doesn't have to be turned in a certain way. I don't know how to turn that tennis racket. I don't know how to make that tennis racket hit the ball to put it just where I want to put it. It knows how to do it. I see the ball going where I want it to go, and the tennis racket follows through to bring that into true action in my life. It makes that excitement come alive. It makes that excitement a reality, and the ball goes exactly where I want it. I can turn my wrist this way or that way, or go under between my legs or over my shoulder or over my head. I can go to my left, to my left, or right. It doesn't matter. The ball is always being driven by the net, by the racket in just the way I want it to go. And I don't say the racket should turn this way or that way. I don't say my golf club should be in this position or that position. I see the ball. The ball is the object. The ball is what is the game. And so I see the ball going just where I want it to go. I see the ball doing just what I want it to do. I see the ball having a glorious, wonderful journey in the adventure of my sport. And you think that's not true? Ho, 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 it is so true. You cannot imagine how that racket is going to be positioned, how that golf club is going to be positioned, how that bat's going to be positioned, how your kick is going to be positioned. You cannot imagine. You just know that the ball is going where you want it to go. And you know that the ball is going to go around obstacles. The ball is going to go in a left turn or a right turn. The ball is going to do just the things you choose it to do. But you don't really choose it to do that. You choose the ball to go into the goal. You choose the ball to go into the hole. You choose the game to be participated in by you. And as you participate in that game is operated in its magnificent way. And yes, I make a difference in my world. When I have a game in play that I'm doing, I say it's a happy game. It's a wonderful game. It's an exciting game. It's a magnificent game, a happy, fantastic game that I'm playing. But really, if I learn how to just play the game with the ball, the instruments of how I play it will be there and tuned in perfectly. Yes, that can be for chess. That can be for checkers, for dominoes. That can be for cards. That can be for anything I like to do. I do not play the cards. I do not play the chess pieces. I do not play the tennis ball. I play the game. And I see the game being done how I choose it to be done. The card game done how I choose it to be done. The tennis game done the way I choose it to be done. I see that ball going exactly where I want it to go. And it goes there every time. Yes, I am the ideal player, the magnificent player. I am the wonderful person that makes a difference in my world because I see it done. And it is wonderful now. That's the art of playing. That's the enthusiasm of playing. That's the joy of playing. That's the me of playing. And how wonderful that is. And nothing could be more wonderful than that. Join me in that game of always having it done perfectly. and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.